So yesterday we were talking about all the drama going on with Adele and how she had to cancel the beginning of her residency, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she had all these things that she had to work out, and we heard that it was the set, and then we heard that it was something else, and it was COVID, and it was stage fright, and that she was going to kind of get her shit together and basically just cancel the one weekend and then start in a couple of days. Well, it's official. Adele has canceled the entire Vegas residency indefinitely.
You have got to be kidding me.
This is according to a couple of insiders. It hasn't hit the mainstream yet, but there's a lot of music insiders that are already posting about this. So here's what's really interesting. So we had heard that she was not getting along with her set designer, but mm-hmm. that's all we heard. We thought it was just like a personality clash. Now we find out, okay, so here was the idea. So Adele was going to be standing on the stage in the middle of like a pool, and there was all this water. And as she sang, more water was going to happen. And then eventually she was going to be kind of like lifted up on this, I don't know, some kind of apparatus so that it looked like she's walking on water.
Doesn't Cirque du Soleil do the same thing?
I don't know that they do water. Well, maybe they do. You know, it's funny. I saw Helen Hunt was in a production, a Shakespeare production, Lincoln Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember anything about it other than the fact that it was raining on stage and then she was like walking through water on stage. And I was like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, it's literally raining on stage in a theater. Like, in a movie, it's one thing. But, you know, to be raining on a stage, I was like, wow, that's fucking cool. So that's what she was planning. So I guess the whole pool thing didn't work out. She ended up calling it a baggy old pond, that it did not look like what it was supposed to look like. That was the set issue. Okay, so that's thing number one.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're hearing from Page Six that during rehearsals, she barely made it to rehearsal because she'd be on the phone with her boyfriend. She has the dude's a sports agent. His name is Rich Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so they were reporting that she was on the phone screaming at him and then crying and then screaming at him and then crying. So I'm thinking that she's having an anxiety attack, having to perform, and he's trying to talk her off the ledge like a good agent would, even though he's not her agent, but that's, you know, he goes into agent mode, and that she's just screaming in general and just crying over this whole thing. But no, it's the fact that their relationship might be in tatters. So here she is trying to rehearse, and the two of them are having like a relationship blow up right now.
Yeah, so he's on the phone, she's on the other side of the phone, and he hangs up the phone and goes, "It's Adele, it's Adele, it's Adele." I got to keep telling myself it's Adele. And if I didn't, I would run. You know, just another, that's got to, no.
Yeah. Well, so I thought, you know, everybody's freaking out because she's canceling this tour. I feel bad for the people that already bought tickets and bought airplane tickets. I hope they get refunded for everything.
Mm.
But, you know, she's not the first artist in recent history to cancel stuff at the last minute or cancel in the middle of everything. First of all, she's done this before. If you remember, she had canceled one of her tours because she had vocal cord issues. Do you remember?
Right. That was that was during her first tour. That she did a couple of shows and then had to cancel the rest because she couldn't talk, she couldn't sing.
Right, 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 exactly. Which, you know, that makes sense. I mean, you know, you're supposed to be up there singing. And if I've had throat issues. You and I have been through this together where I've had to take a night or two. I didn't take a night or two off. I talked like this
right.
instead. But yeah, you know, I've had vocal cord issues too. So I totally understand.
Yeah, and you're not singing at that level. Night after night after night, and she was. So it's understandable.
I'm not even talking at that level.
Right.
Yeah. So Kanye had canceled his Life of Pablo tour. Remember that was the one where he had the floating stage that Taylor Swift sang about in Look What You Made Me Do?
Mm-hmm.
Remember? So I saw that tour, in fact. He canceled the entire last month, the whole month of the tour, because that's when he was having his big mental breakdown. So he had gone up on stage. The night I saw him, he got up there, he sang, he said thank you, he left. The next night, he got up on stage and he just ranted for like an hour before he even sang the first song. And I was like, oh, man.
That's the show I wanted to go see.
I saw the wrong night. I saw the night where he actually performed. Yeah. So he ended up canceling the entire tour because, you know, his mental breakdown. Selena Gomez also in 2016, she canceled her tour because she was having, now she has lupus, she's told us. Mm-hmm. And I guess she also has anxiety and depression. And she has linked the two things and said that they're connected, but she was having really bad anxiety and depression in 2016, had to cancel the tour, like right in the middle of the tour.
You know, that's got to suck because a lot of times Ticketmaster does not want a refund.
Yeah.
You know, right. It could be a pain in the ass to get those tickets back because the artist says, I'm going to make up that show. And that
right.
could go on for years and years and years. And Ticketmaster is not going to give you back your money because it didn't happen. So
right.
you could eat those tickets, probably.
Well, I think if the artist cancels, you get your money back.
I don't know, but the artist never cancels. The artist always reschedules. So, like, Adele
right.
is not canceling. She's saying we're going to reschedule the dates, which that could never happen.
Yeah, I don't think she's... I think that she's canceling this for good. That's what I think. But, you know, Drake had been performing. This is when he was doing his Summer 16 tour in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So he was out there performing. He injured his ankle really badly, but he was like, nope, show must go on. And he was like performing with an injured ankle, you know? And I'd kind of be like, I paid for the full Drake. I didn't pay for the broken Drake. But so the problem was his ankle was so badly injured that every time he powered through, it made his ankle worse. So finally he had to absolutely cancel a huge, large chunk of that.
You wimp. Because Dave Grohl threw out his ankle during a show, and the backstage guy held his ankle together while he finished the show. So he finished half the show with a guy holding his ankle together so it wouldn't fall out.
That's funny.
He didn't cancel. He continued to go. And if you ask him about it, that's still one of his favorite shows he's ever done. Because
right.
the guy's holding his ankle from falling apart the whole time.
Yeah, but that was one night. If he had like another 2 months on a tour, he couldn't do it.
He still went out the next night. They wrapped it up. They put the duct tape on it. He had the guy hold it for a little bit, and then they went out and did the show.
Yeah, but these are two different bands. So Drake is all over the stage, and there's dancers and performers, and it's a whole show. It's like Lady Gaga, you know? Foo Fighters, they just stand there and play instruments. They just stand there and sing. They don't have to move. You don't need your ankle.
No, he's all over the place. So you do need your ankle, and that's a real man right there. Just hold it together. Come on. Let's do it.
And, you know, this is funny. And then every once in a while, you get the artist that has to cancel and they make excuses, but you know the real reason. So, I remember Iggy Azalea had canceled her entire tour in 2015, the whole tour. And the excuse they gave is, well, we're having a really hard time finding an opening act. We can't seem to, you know, lock that down. But then people were like, or she's not selling out, she's not selling tickets.
Anybody will open for her. If she's playing 5,000-seat arenas, you can find anybody to open for her.
Right. So the real explanation has to be that she really wasn't selling out the space.
Yeah. You weren't rushing to buy tickets to go see her.
Iggy Azalea in 2015? No.
No.